With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Matt Wetroba has hosted WKAR's folk music program for 9 years, but his work goes back much farther than that. This weekend, he'll celebrate 40 years as a radio host and a half century as a performer. For Inside the Arts this week, I talked with Matt Wetroba about his career in the music he loves. Matt Wetroba was a self-described teenage long-haired fan of progressive rock bands like Yes and Genesis when an English teacher played a satirical song to the class. It was Tom Paxton's Buy a Gun for Your Son.
So buy a gun for your son right away, sir. Shake his hand like a man and let him play, sir. Let his little mind expand, place a weapon in his hand, for the skills he learns today will someday pay, sir.
That moment changed young Matt's life forever. He was so taken by the song that he sheepishly admits to stealing the record from the classroom.
My family was always encouraging of music, but really my discovery of folk music came from that one Tom Paxton record that my teacher played in ninth grade. And that, you know, I looked at the liner notes and saw Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan. All of those names were foreign to me until I went to the library. And that really is what started me on the path.
He later became friends with that teacher and admitted his theft, but he still has the record. In fact, Paxton signed it for him. Wetroba had already taken up the guitar and did his first paid singing gig in 1976. He made $10 and got dinner at an American Legion fish fry. In the ensuing years, his performing and recording career blossomed.
Could you love me if I don't pray like you? Is it deeper? Is it stronger? Something hidden, something true. I stare a little longer, will I see myself in you?
If you've ever attended a community sing in Michigan, there's a good chance that Matt Wetroba was leading the program.
This gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days, hallelujah.
Along with marking 50 years of performing, Wetroba has now worked as a radio host for 40 years. In the summer of 1986, Wetroba was visiting Detroit Public Radio when he heard the station's folk show host was leaving.
I told them about my interest in folk music and my absolute zero experience in radio, but that got me an interview with now-deceased program director Judy Adams over at WDET. Judy didn't seem to mind that I didn't have any experience. I think she saw that I did have the passion.
One of many highlights from his radio career is an interview with the legendary Pete Seeger.
You were one of the first performers, I think, that I know of to bring world music back to America to show us the folk music of the world. What did that have a profound effect on you?
It sure did. I found songs that were simple and easy to sing in a wide range of countries.
WKAR has been his radio home since bringing Folk with Matt Wetroba to the station in October of 2017.
On the next Folk with Matt Wetroba, join me for my annual celebration of the life and musical legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The speeches, the songs, the tributes, it's my personal favorite show of the year.
Wetroba's decision to bring his show here came down to several factors.
There was the 10-pound fiddle, there was elderly instruments, and there was constant folk programming on WKAR. That's a triumvirate that made a really, really strong roots music community in Mid-State.
This is a hallmark year in one more way for the Folk DJ Hall of Fame member. He and his wife Kim were also married in 1986. Hear Folk with Matt Wetroba on WKAR-FM Sunday nights at 6, with a repeat on Saturdays at 6. His concert celebrating 50 years of performing and 40 years as a radio host will be at the Arc in Ann Arbor Sunday at 7:30 p.m. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.